Today's podcast is sponsored by DraftKings.com. Mixed martial arts fans, listen up. The only thing more exciting than watching MMA is being part of the action yourself, and you get to do just that with one-day fantasy for every major fight card at DraftKings.com. DraftKings is America's favorite one-day fantasy sports site where you could win huge prizes every time you play. Just pick five fighters and pile up the points for significant strikes, takedowns, knockdowns, and more. Outscore the competition, and you can be crowned the fantasy MMA champion. Just square off against friends in a custom league or join an existing one to play for huge cash prizes all year long. Look, you already know the fighters and follow the matches. Now put your MMA knowledge to the test for a shot to win big. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code ROB and play for free with your first deposit. That's promo code ROB for free entry now only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. I'm Rob Cesternino, and you're about to hear about all of the news stories from this week, the week of February 29th, 2016, that are simply news AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be news AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some news AF. Actual factual news
team is back together once again to talk about all of the stories that are news AF once again. And again, from the great state of Hawaii, here's Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm great.
Shaka, bro.
Oh, that's Shaka, what I was bro. Yeah, I was waiting for that.
Wow.
Aloha is a common greeting in all of the Hawaiian islands.
Yeah. Tyson is in his final hours of his Hawaiian vacation. Also with us the great state of Utah, the great Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
I am doing great. Thanks for asking, Rob. Very nice.
Okay, good to hear from you, Danny. And of course, we are talking about all of the news AF stories from the week that come to us from a variety of different sources. Our news AF intern, Lita, is a big help in putting everything together. And we'll talk through it all here today live on Blab. Tyson, are you starting to get, are you getting homesick? Are you looking forward to coming back to the continental United States?
I'll tell you what I'm not looking forward to. Packing a bunch of suitcases and getting on an airplane.
I feel like you wouldn't have a lot of luggage. You have a lot of bags?
Dude, have you ever traveled with kids before, Rob?
Oh, I have. I just felt like that you and Rachel were pretty low maintenance.
We are, but we are trying to train our baby to be the opposite, apparently.
Yeah. You have a lot of just baby crap that you're lugging with you?
Yeah, like the baby hiker backpack, mm-hmm. You know, the sleepers, the high chair feeding thingies. Like 90% of our luggage is baby stuff.
Yeah. Why didn't you just buy all that stuff in Hawaii and then just throw it in the garbage when it was time to go home?
Well, I should have bought it all at Costco and then just returned it when I left.
Yeah.
Or Target or something.
Can you do that?
Probably.
Costco is pretty generous with the return policy. So,
yeah.
Yes.
I didn't want to take advantage of that though. So we packed everything. So we have four check-in bags between the two of us.
Four check-in bags.
Yeah.
Is that allowed?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just pay extra.
Okay. And people don't mind on the plane?
Well, they're check-ins.
Okay.
You check them. Paul in the chat room said to ship it, but from Hawaii, that's, I mean, it's easy, but it's cheaper.
Oh, you have four pieces of luggage. That you threw me off with check-in bags. I thought you were talking like check-in is like carry-on.
No, yeah. No, check-in is check-in and carry-on is carry-on.
Got it.
So four large pieces of luggage.
Damn, it's a lot of luggage. I have to take that when I just go someplace with Nicole. Forget even with the baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Last time it was just me and Rachel. I forced her to only take a backpack.
Yeah, that must be nice. Let's be nice.
Yeah.
But no, and forget it with the baby. We're going to New York in April, and between these two babies and Nicole, like it's going to be just like, just rent out the whole plane.
Yeah, may as well, dude. Private jet life, dog.
Forget it. Yeah, yep. That's what we should do. It'd be cheaper, I think, other than pay all these luggage fees. Yeah. Danny, how are you doing this week?
I'm doing pretty good. Because I'm not traveling with kids. I like to stay home and just avoid doing anything with my kid because it's a ton of work. I went hiking with them yesterday. But before we went, I had one of those moments where I'm like, this is why I don't do anything with you guys. make everything horrible. And I'm like, that's a great thing for a dad to say to his kids. They were fighting over putting socks on, and then they didn't want to wear the shoes I told them to wear. And I just thought, wow.
Just this is why I don't do anything with you guys.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, go back to your iPads. I'll bring you your Sprites in 5 minutes. And then I'll go hike by myself.
Well, do the kids like the hiking?
Yeah, once they get out there, but it's harder to get them out the door than it is to do the hike.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, ugh.
Did you take all three of them or just the two boys?
No, I took all of them. The little girl was the best because she just sat in her backpack and made noise, that wasn't angry noise. But the other two were like, meh. And then we found a dead deer and Beck freaked out and started running down the trail. So it was a day to remember. And now I don't have to do it for 6 more months. Okay. I got that one in.
Why every 6 months?
Because it takes me 6 months to recover from what I just did yesterday.
It's like childbirth.
Yeah, to forget.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Well, let's start to talk about some of the news stories from this week. Again, a very busy news week. And first, let me be the first to say to both you and yours, a very happy leap day here on February 29th.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And to you too.
Makes the calendar right once again.
The calendar is right once again. This is the first News AF we've ever done on a February 29th. And with the way the calendar works out, we may not do another News AF on February 29th for some, probably like 32 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unless we change the day of the podcast.
Yeah. And we'd have to hope that it lines up exactly right again.
Right, exactly.
We'll see. You never know. Okay. Let's get into talking about some of the news stories of the week. And why don't we start off with a man in England? And we talk a lot about name changes and we talk a lot about fast food on this show. And this is really the intersection of those two circles of the Venn diagram here. As a man in England has changed his name to Bacon Double Cheeseburger to demonstrate his love for the delicious sandwich. Okay, let's talk about this idea of whether or not this is a smart play. Tyson, you seem to be giddy about this.
Yeah, I think it's really great. I don't know why. It's just so many people try to come up with these really great names like Meta World Peace and Chad Ojocinco and all of those. And you don't have to get that fancy. You can just be Bacon Double Cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Here's the best part of this story is that they came up with the idea while they were drunk. But when he had sobered up, he still went through with it. You know, a lot of ideas that come up during the alcohol, they don't survive the harsh light of day. So I got to give it to this guy for like, dude, he sobered up. He's like, that is still a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's
in his room alone with a hangover and he still wanted to do it. So he did it.
Now he did it because he loves the Bacon Double Cheeseburger so much, which there's just so many questions I have about this sandwich. I mean, that he loves a bacon cheeseburger, but it wasn't enough to have just one patty. It had to be a bacon double cheeseburger.
Of course.
Yeah. And it also wasn't if he had a son, would that son be called the Junior Bacon Double Cheeseburger?
He's thinking ahead. And by the way, he is engaged and his fiance is a little reluctant to become Mrs. Cheeseburger. I guess she wasn't all too pleased with his name change.
Now, going back to Tyson's point about the son, would the son just be Bacon Regular Cheeseburger? Instead of like, I feel like a Bacon Double Cheeseburger Junior seems... that I don't know why you need a Junior Bacon Double Cheeseburger. Why don't you just eat one bacon cheeseburger?
Well, the patties are smaller on the Junior.
Yeah. And why not go all the way? Why not go with Bacon Triple Cheeseburger?
Because that's a real mouthful.
That's too much.
Double really flows. I really feel like this guy knew what he was doing, Rob. A triple in there, it just doesn't flow like a Bacon Double Cheeseburger does.
Danny, do you know, is Bacon officially the first name and then Double is the middle name and Cheeseburger is the last name?
But yeah, so they Bacon first name, Double middle name, Cheeseburger last name.
Yeah.
Great.
And the really interesting thing about this is that the man's name originally is Sam Smith, which I think factors in another part of this equation, because he shares his name with the famous musician, Sam Smith.
Yep.
And he has one of the most common names in all of the English language.
Yeah. So how much of that do you think was a factor of either A, that there's always so many other Smiths, and B, there already is a very famous Sam Smith. He would be by far the most famous bacon double cheeseburger.
Well, we learn in Office Space that having a famous person's name can be hard.
Yeah.
You know, in Office Space where he shares George Michaels or what's his name? Michaels.
Michael Bolton. Not George Michaels.
Michael Bolton.
Michael Bolton.
And so if real life is anything like that movie, I can understand making this move.
Yeah.
It's a bacon cheeseburger. Separate yourself from that.
Yeah. Dodged a bullet last night after Sam Smith won an Oscar, because then there would be a lot more questions today about like, oh, you're the Sam Smith that won the Oscar. No. Now it's all bacon double cheeseburger.
I'm the one who loves bacon double cheeseburgers. I'm the Sam Smith that loves bacon double cheeseburgers, not the famous Sam Smith.
Yeah.
Now he
just avoids that.
He signs his work emails as BD Cheeseburger.
Wait, what kind of work does he do?
It doesn't say. It just says, for now, Smith proudly signs off his work emails as BD.
Proudly.
Well, of course,
I've never proudly. Been so proud of anything in my life as this man is probably proud of his name.
BD Cheeseburger. Do we know anything else about his fiance?
Nothing. This is a quote. He says, my fiance is fairly reluctant about marrying a cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
That's something we're discussing a lot. No girl ever dreams of spending her big day marrying a man called Bacon.
I have to say though, BD is a pretty solid set of initials. Like, if you could get people calling you BD, I think that's pretty good. Like,
I really feel like his fiance is going to come around.
Yeah.
Although Mrs. Cheeseburger.
Yeah. Although then when, you know, it's probably good at the point where people are curious, hey, what does the BD stand for? And probably bad at the point they find out it stands for bacon double. So, all right, we'll see if there's any other repercussions that happen with this. And maybe we could follow the story of the wedding of BD and Mrs. BD Cheeseburger.
Maybe Jim McDonald's will pay for it.
Do you, BD Cheeseburger, take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife? I do. But it was the best of times for the bacon double cheeseburger, but also the worst of times for the bacon double cheeseburger. Because there was a couple in Pennsylvania who's suing Burger King for being twice charged for the same meal. Sad state of affairs.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
They sued Burger King.
Yes. The couple is suing.
I feel like I get double charged for pretty much everything.
Well, is it a double cheeseburger?
No.
Mm. Oh, okay. Well, that could be some confusion maybe if it was the double cheeseburger. They're suing Burger King for a total of $17.35, which was the amount that they were charged the second time.
Wow.
Plus a $113 court filing fee.
So Burger King has refunded their double charge money, but yes, has yet to pay them the $113 filing fee,
yes,
which the court ordered that Burger King also pay.
Why is Burger King dragging their feet on this?
I don't know. It seems pretty cheap.
It does. Well, why didn't the manager just take the money out of her pocket right then and there? Here you go.
Right.
Quarters and throw it on the ground.
Yeah, watch them scrabble around for it. They waited 10 business days before filing this small claim. So at least they were patient. They gave him 10 days.
Yeah. Are you rooting for the little guy here, Tyson?
Burger King?
Yes. Yeah. As opposed to McDonald's.
Yeah. Yeah, I always root for the little guy. I actually eat at McDonald's more than Burger King. So,
really, why is that?
I haven't eaten it. I don't know. Just I think the last few times I ate at Burger King, I wasn't really stoked on it. So,
yeah, that's not very good.
And plus, the all day breakfast. You know, you have to kind of go to McDonald's just for the options. Even if you don't want breakfast, it's like it's there just as a background. It's like
you need to support it as an insurance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to support it.
Yeah.
Or else it might go away.
Exactly.
Yes.
So
that's an important cause. Make sure you support the fast food restaurants.
I feel like this lawsuit is a little frivolous. I mean, if Burger King was like refusing to pay for the double charge, then why don't you just do what I did in high school and just wait for them to put a burger out and call a number and then you grab it and run?
Mm.
Mm.
You think they're trying to prove a point?
I think they're wasting their time. Who's got so much time to go through all of this for $17 to pay the $113 to file, you know, the paperwork, to just put it in, to go to the courthouse, to go before the judge. It's just like by the time they're all done, they've spent, you know, both in money and in time way more than the $17.
Yes.
And I'm sure if they had just stuck with harassing the manager, they eventually would have gotten it, their $17 back. I mean, it's just what a waste of time. Who are these people? If they employ this kind of effort into other things in their lives, they'd probably be hugely successful. But they go after the small things, and so they're easily distracted by like the dangling tinsel in front of them. They can't focus on the bigger picture.
The one guy had to take 18 days off of work to pursue this lawsuit.
That's what I mean. They should go to Fargo and fight for clean water with the same kind of steel.
You mean Flint?
Yeah, Fargo.
Well, wherever.
The water is fine in Fargo.
As you know, I get every name wrong in every location, so you just correct me. But yes, Flint. Go there and just work on that behalf rather than their $17.
Yeah. Now, they had to pay $113.90 in court filing fees. That I've never been to small claims court. Tyson, do you have any idea how that works?
No, but that seems pretty cheap.
Yeah.
$113 does not seem like a lot. I'm assuming there's no lawyers involved.
Yeah. Did it go to any sort of like a small claims court, or was it just that that's what it costs to process the opening the complaint?
Well, I'm assuming if their court is telling them they have to pay that fee, or is it just the couple telling them they have to pay that fee? I've been to small claims, and if Burger King doesn't even show up, they win their claim, you know, right off the bat. And then usually what happens, they'll say, yeah, pay back the $113 plus interest, you know, for so long, if you don't pay it, you know, they're also collecting interest on that money, at least in the case I went to. So, I mean, if I was Burger King, I'd just pay it. Maybe they don't have $113 to go around. Maybe they're on the razor's edge of business failure.
Yeah, they're operating on an exact equilibrium.
Like the manager intentionally took that $17 to pay one of his employees.
Yeah,
I'll just operating costs. I'll get through today, and then when I have more money, I'll pay him back. And then that day never came.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of The People versus O.J. Simpson. I feel like that it probably wasn't a very exciting day in that small claims court when they brought up this case about The People versus Burger King. About how they
there's not a jury or anything. It's just a judge, and then he just goes through a sheet quickly of all these claims.
There was no jury jury selection process.
No, there's none of that. It's just a judge just sits there and tries to get through as many of these stupid cases as possible. And then when they don't show up, it's just easy, you know, smack the gavel, and then okay, you win your judgment. Go on.
Your Honor, if they don't pay, is this going to go straight to the Supreme Court?
No, not until they find a Scalia replacement.
Yeah.
It's going to be tied up in the smaller courts forever. But
small claims is like the fast food of the courts. It really is.
Quite fitting.
Your Honor, the defense would like to call a witness to the stand. The defense would like to call Mr. BD Cheeseburger to the stand.
How great would it have been if Burger King had sent the king to defend them in court?
Yeah.
And he just showed up in his outfit and didn't say anything. He just made funny movements. They probably would have won.
Yeah.
Have to be present there for that court thing too?
Yeah, if they don't send someone to represent them, then the people suing win.
The actual king?
It's just like watching Judge Judy on TV.
Yeah.
Just like it, yeah.
Okay. All right, so we'll see what happens ultimately if Burger King ever ultimately pays that $113 that they owe. All right, let's just take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast, and those are our friends over at Wix.com, because if you need a website, why not do it yourself with Wix.com. You'll definitely feel like you can get anything done once you have your own website, because you got to get the word out about your business, and it starts with a stunning website. No matter what business you're in, Wix has something for you. It's used by more than 70 million people throughout the world. You could do it yourself. You don't need to be a programmer or a designer. With hundreds of designer-made customizable templates to choose from, Tyson, I know that you always want to make sure that you have a customizable template to choose from with things.
Yeah, because I'm so wishy-washy.
Why are you wishy-washy?
Well, I just don't know which template I want, so I got to go back in there and swap-swappity-um.
Yeah, but then you could pick out exactly what you want. It's like a fitting room.
Yeah, but then what if I want to change it later?
Yeah, oh, no problem, because there are easy drag-and-drop features, no coding needed, and you can get your website live today. It's free. Just go to Wix.com, sign up for an entirely free account today with no credit card required. It's easy and the result is stunning. Go to Wix.com today. That's W-I-X.com today. This is another food-related story, at least. So a new study came out that showed that the 40% of the millennials, and we're always learning more and more things about these millennials, they don't like cereal. They don't like cereal, Danny. And I know this must hurt your heart because you love cereal.
I do love cereal.
Yeah.
I love cereal too, Rob.
Yes, I didn't even know that about you, Tyson.
Yeah.
Millennials.
I don't keep it at my house because I love it too much.
I once counted and my parents had something like 45 boxes of cereal.
Wow.
In our cupboard.
Were they hoarders?
No, they had 11 kids and the kids would pick the cereal mm-hmm. and it just, yeah, I mean, it would just fill up the entire cupboard because people would eat like 3/4 of a box and they'd want a new box.
Yeah, nobody wants to
finish it off. No one wants the debris, the leftover debris.
Yeah.
So 40 something boxes.
Well, I'll tell you who especially does not want the leftover debris is these millennials, because they don't want cereal because they don't like the fact they have to clean up after eating it. They don't like to wash the bowl, these millennials.
Well, why don't you just eat out of like a plastic bowl like we do in my family?
Well, you still have to wash a plastic bowl.
No, you don't. Add it to the plastic garbage heap in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, see, they don't like that either.
Yeah, they love the environment, but they hate cereal.
Right. Because you wash the bowl, or you can't just eat it in the dish that you have to throw out. They like, instead, a breakfast bar, something that they could just eat and not have to do any dishes. Maybe a Pop-Tart might be good.
I see where they're going with this, yeah, and I also can understand that. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if you're a bar versus a cereal, there's no comparison as to which is more enjoyable.
Yeah. They say that millennials like cereal, but they like it as a snack, not as breakfast. So I don't really understand the difference. Don't you still have to wash the dish if you have it as a snack?
Yeah, but maybe it's after all your day. Yeah. In the morning, you feel like crap. You don't want to go to work. You don't want to do anything. I can see, I don't want to have cereal now, but later in the day when you've had a couple cups of coffee or whatever, a Red Bull, well, now you're ready to wash a bowl.
Yeah. What's going on? Are these millennials hungover?
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw that out there. They also said that they didn't want to start their day with processed grains.
Really?
That was another factor.
But it's okay as a snack. I get it if they don't want to eat it.
It sounds like they're just making excuses as why not to eat cereal.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, just tell us you don't like it, bros.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
It's fine.
Yeah, my son likes cereal, but he doesn't have to wash the bowl, so he's probably not a good person to ask.
You wash the bowl for him?
Well, somebody does, and not me.
You're an enabler, Rob. You're an enabler, buddy.
Okay. Fox News is reporting this story, by the way. For K7,
they might enjoy it as a snack because they can eat it with their hands. It doesn't say here that they make a bowl. They actually talk about eating cereal by hand.
Cliff Bodenweiser actually made that point too.
Yeah. So millennials are just like opening up the box and just like eating right out of the box.
Yeah.
Who are millennials?
Okay, I believe
what age group is millennials.
Millennials are what? Like people that are like 20 to 30 right now? Yeah, something like that. 18 to 33, according to Aaron in the chat room.
All right, okay. 18 to 33.
18 to 33. So I'm just barely older than millennial.
Yeah, but
we all are.
It's a world different, Tyson. You eat cereal.
It really is.
And you love cereal.
I can't understand them. I love cereal and I'll eat it. Nope, I don't eat it. And you know why I don't eat it? A, because it's too delicious, but B, when I think about it, because it takes too much time.
Maybe he is a millennial at heart.
I'd rather just get out of the house and get going if I'm going to be awake.
Yeah. Wait, so you were lying about cereal?
No. I fucking love cereal. No. But.
Yes.
Yes.
but it takes a lot of time to eat because you got to pour it, then you got to pour the milk, then you got to eat it, and then you got to stash the bowl somewhere so your wife won't get mad at you before you leave the building. Whereas if you just get out of there, there's none of that. Plus, you don't have to wake up the extra 5 minutes early to eat.
So what would you eat instead? Like a banana that you could actually eat while you're traveling?
No, I don't eat anything. I just wait till lunch till I can go to McDonald's and get breakfast for lunch. Rob, it's a whole system.
Okay.
You got a system.
Yeah, I don't want to question it.
Yeah, I got this whole system going on.
Yeah.
So I get up. I think, man, cereal would be nice, but I'm already awake, so I may as well be doing something. So then I leave the house and get to my office. This is when I'm not on vacation. Get to my office, check my Facebook for just keep refreshing the Facebook page like 100 times, and then go to McDonald's with my brother.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty good day.
Yeah. All right. Danny, do you have any words for these millennials? Do you want to try to talk some sense into them? Or are you happy that they're not eating the cereal that you're eating?
Hey, they've got their own thing going, right? Let them have their own little generational quirks. We definitely had ours. And I think that the millennials get a hard time. Everyone gives them a hard time. They're supposedly the laziest generation. They have no attention span and they don't eat cereal. So, you know, I'm just going to let them do their thing. Maybe through them, the most delicious cereal bar will be created and then I can appreciate it.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so let's talk about another story going on this week. Let's talk about a man in Austria who went on Facebook. Tyson must have found this when he was refreshing his feed over and over and over again. That he was he was kicked out of an amusement park and fined because he burped too loudly at said amusement park. He had eaten a kebab with lots of onions and drank some Coke. And even though the man claimed it was not one of his top five belches, he was approached by police due to the fact that he was under the train bridge causing the burp to echo.
Okay. Noise complaints about a burp.
Yeah, I like a lot of this story, especially like that when they find him, he was like, whoa, 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 you're going to find me for this? But I've had at least five other burps louder and more majestic.
Yeah. Also, that the amusement park was at Wiener Prater. That was the name of the amusement park. So I don't know. I feel like that's something to the story also.
Yeah, probably.
His quote on Facebook was, I burped, ... liberating. Everybody knows this feeling. I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't burp in an amusement park, I mean, where can you?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, aren't those parks built for people's amusement?
It's called an amusement park. Yeah.
A friend and I, we were thrown out of a hotel when he farted so loud we got tossed out in Zealand.
Is this a serious story?
That's a serious story.
So okay,
we're waiting in line to check in at a hotel in New Zealand, and he farted so loud, and then he tried to blame it on me. He did, and Tyson's this guy. He turned to me and goes, "Oh, is your stomach still hurting?" Trying to make it sound like I was the one. And the manager came out of a back room and said, "Get out of my hotel," and threw us out. And by hotel, I mean like a little bed and breakfast, you know, a couple rooms, not like a huge hotel. And we got tossed right out the door
now
because he farted so loud.
Was it because it was so loud, or were there any of the other of the five senses that were activated that might have caused the problem?
It smelled bad. There were other guests there, and everyone, including myself, was just mortified at that. So we got tossed out, and I just thought, oh my gosh, why am I friends with this
person? I wonder if it wasn't because you guys were carrying on after. I think had somebody sort of had a mea culpa and said, excuse me. I feel like that would have been.
That's definitely part of it. And the other thing is he's, again, Tyson knows this guy. He's really loud and he's somewhat obnoxious. And so this was probably just the farty icing on top of the cake. And it was just like, dude, these Americans are so annoying. And we were being really loud, obnoxious Americans. And I think he just had enough. And then the fart and then the carry on and then the smell. It was just, he just came in and just threw us out at us. And so we drove down the road and we learned our lesson. No more farting in public. So.
I wish you would have been like, can I stay here still? He's the one that farted. Can't you just kick him out? I'll stay here.
Yeah, but we're splitting the cost of the hotel. So, I mean, I'd rather go to another hotel and pay half as much than stay there and pay the whole price.
But you were still sharing a room with the farter.
Yes, yes. But the room was cheaper because he was there.
So if you, so you're saying that you will pay half price to just stay in the same room as a farter.
Yeah, I'm that cheap until I have more money.
Okay. Well, I mean, this guy at the amusement park in Austria, he also, it was onions and kebab and Coca-Cola, which I'm sure is what actually was the catalyst for the burp, but the smell couldn't have been great.
Yeah, but they don't. Nobody said anything about the smell. People said it was about the sound.
Yeah, I mean,
it was
underneath
all about the sound.
He was underneath. You know, he's probably secluded. You know, in that, you know, underneath that bridge or whatever, and it's super loud. It didn't sound like anybody was with him. He didn't do it in the policeman's face.
Yeah. Now, how big of a fine did he end up getting for this?
I'm looking for that.
I'm seeing on the chat room here, it says 70 euro.
70 which, euro.
When I lived in Europe, 70 euro was about $855.
What?
But well, now 70 euro is about 35 cents.
No, it's $84.95, according to Buzz.
Oh, the euro is stronger than the dollar again?
Yes, I guess.
Wow, it really has fluctuated.
It really has.
I think,
according to Tyson's
numbers. If you look at the picture
numbers,
of him, Is he wearing a shirt with a picture of himself on it?
Maybe he's like a cult hero now.
Yeah,
maybe. If he's a guy wearing a picture of himself on a t-shirt, then he's getting fined for being obnoxious.
Yeah, he's wearing a shirt with a picture of himself on it, I'm pretty sure.
Now, what was the intent? Yeah. Did the man, did this young man, which is named, what was his name? Eden Mahick.
I thought you were going to say double bacon cheese.
No. His name is beef kebab and onions. Did he intentionally go there to eat the beef kebab and the onions and the Coke on the empty stomach and then intentionally stand under the bridge for the acoustics?
Is this premeditated?
Was it premeditated? Exactly. Or was this just an accident?
I don't think it was that premeditated, but I don't think he held back on the burp at all.
He seems to be some sort of burping expert that is even ranking burps.
Yeah. Well, maybe it was. Maybe that's part of his trade.
Yeah. I mean, even look at his Facebook status that he talks about, like, I burped. It's liberating. Everybody knows this feeling. It's almost like that this guy gets off on burping, that he like is like sticking it to the man.
He's flaunting it in people's face.
Yes, yes, he's flaunting it.
He's flaunting his skill.
Yeah,
his
throw the book at this guy.
And he wears a shirt. The book at the picture of himself.
Yeah, wearing a shirt.
Lifetime
with a
ban
yourself
from the amusement park. Next case.
Okay.
You'd be a perfect judge.
I would love to be the small claims court judge. If I could like set up some sort of a small claims podcast where I had sort of jurisdiction to just settle cases, I think that would be basically if Judge Judy is making, $3,000 million a year, then I feel like then, the small claims podcast could be huge.
Let's do it.
Not sure 3,000 million is a real number, but it's what I mean. So it makes a lot of money.
Well, I think in Spanish it is. So if you,
I meant euro. I meant 3,000 million euro.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see if we have any updates on that story as well. Okay. How about a lucky young man from Russia, 16-year-old young lad from Russia, won a contest. The lucky guy. He won. Tyson, what did he win? This young boy from Russia.
If I remember correctly, the 16-year-old boy won a prize to live with a porn star in Moscow for 1 month.
Boom.
And he's delighted with the prospect.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Does it say that in the article?
Yes. It says he's delighted with the prospect.
Okay.
And cool. Some people actually think he might be 14, which is under the age of consent in Russia.
Uh-oh.
So it's part of the controversy.
Okay. Danny, how did he win this contest?
He was the 100,000th visitor to a new website that sells virtual arms for computer games.
Okay.
Don't know what that means.
100,000th visitor to a website. I mean, this seems like the prize seems like it is. I mean, it seems valuable. It seems
the
like
bar's pretty low on that.
Yeah. But to be the 100,000th visitor to a website, it seems like a pretty easy way to enter the contest.
Yeah.
What if you went to the website and you didn't even want the prize?
Well, I'm reading him.
Yeah.
But when it turned out to be true, I thanked the website. I was so happy. I saw her and I liked everything. And she has got good sizes and so on. I am looking forward to our meeting so much. Everything is boiling inside me.
Yeah. Danny, is this actual craptual, this story?
If it is a hoax, it's a good one because it's being reported all over. So, I was just checking a bunch of sources, and it's covered by some not totally respectable. I mean, Toronto Sun is probably legit, but a lot of the other sites are like Daily Mail type of places. They have been known to get duped, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to believe it's true, and I want to believe that there's a Russian teen who's boiling inside for his month-long stay with a porn star.
And again, that the contest is he just gets to live with her, right? Like, it's not like necessarily like anything is going to be guaranteed to happen, right? The 14-year-old kid is just happy to be there.
Yeah. Oh, they're probably going to play Jenga, and that's about it. A month of Jenga.
Like, I kind of feel like this could be a sitcom where you have an adult film actress who has like takes in sort of like a teenage boy who is very excited to be there. I feel like hilarity ensues.
Mm. Well, the porn star was quoted as saying, talking about possible, you know, relationships with the boy. She says, it is not supposed, but life is life.
Okay.
It is a usual thing when inexperienced boys are looking for more experienced girlfriends. I don't know. At least we'll be friends. So
they'll be friends.
They'll become best friends. Right.
Yeah, have you ever seen the movie Perfect Strangers?
The movie,
not a movie yet. It's just a TV show.
Yeah.
But I hope it becomes a movie.
Yeah. Well, that was actually nothing like this.
Yeah.
How this
should,
know?
This should be a movie.
Are you kidding me? You don't think that there's a situation where that they could be similar?
I don't remember
Balky and that other
either
guy.
Balky or Cousin Larry being involved in the adult film industry.
Yeah, but that was a different time.
It was a different dance of joy that they did in the Perfect Strangers movie. The young man, who knows where it could go?
Yeah, who knows? The sky's the limit. Yeah.
I like
that. His mom's not happy, yeah. But it doesn't look like she's going to do anything to stop it other than complain.
Yeah.
I mean, she just doesn't seem to have the ability to rein in her 14 or 16-year-old son.
Yeah.
Yeah, depending on what age he really is.
Yeah. Yeah,
but it seems like if she really wanted to stop it, she could have just told everybody that he was 14.
Yeah, or just say you're not going. If you go, then I'm going to throw out all your virtual arms that you just bought.
Yeah. If you go, then you're going to have to be a porn star for the rest of your life because I'm not taking you back.
I vote actual craptual based on a lot of the pictures associated with this story. Like, it seems like they go from like shots that are like sort of staged for this to like sort of like modeling shot, like headshot type pictures
of him and her.
Yeah. And the porn star or the adult film star. I don't know. It's kind of weird, the whole thing.
But the TorontoSun.com is reporting this story.
They might be asleep at the switch.
I'm sure they've got fact checkers through the roof. Just looking up all of this.
Everyone throughout. Yeah. Toronto Sun. Is that who it is or the star?
TorontoSun.com.
Yeah. Toronto Sun. They have journalists everywhere, dude. Mm. They're knee deep in the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll see what happens, but maybe if this catches on, this will be more of a popular thing and more websites will have this sort of contest.
You sound hopeful. You sound hopeful, yeah. Rob.
Could we have some sort of a contest where we have the 100,000th person to leave us a review on iTunes can live with either Tyson or Danny?
That's not much of a prize.
Utah and I'll, yeah, you can visit Utah and maybe, and we'll take you to dinner.
Okay. Probably. Yeah. Cheap flights out to Utah here.
Yeah. Well, not from everywhere, but to some from some places.
Okay. So should we put that out there for the 100,000th person to leave us a review on iTunes on News AF?
Yeah. For sure.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
That's the 100,000th review, we will, you can fly out and stay in Utah on your own dime, but Danny and I will join you for dinner.
Hey, yes. I will split the cost of the hotel room, just like Danny and the farter, for the 100,000th person. Wow. Yes.
So you're going to stay with this person in Utah?
No, no, no. I will pay for half of the hotel room. I will not stay in the hotel.
But you better set a price limit on the hotel room. What if they want to spend it, you know, a night at the nicest place? So you got to say half the price.
A night at the nicest place in Utah is only going to be like $150 for half of it.
Well, I just want to make sure that Rob understands. I don't want him to be taken advantage of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm only paying half, Rob. So the person who would be paying it, like, they'd have to be pay, like, if they find the nicest place in Utah, they'd still have to pay the other half of it. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Right. Okay,
right. Like 100,000th review on new for on our iTunes page at newsaf.news. There you go, big prize in the show this week that we didn't expect to give away.
No, who knows how these things happen?
Yeah. Okay. Let's see how much, how are we doing on, time here with the, let's see, we
got time for one more.
Okay. Let's talk about, okay. This is something I wanted to get into. So, it was a big anniversary this past week of, the best day in the history of the internet. It was the day, and Tyson, I don't know if you remember from last year when we talked about this, the one day where the white and gold slash black and blue dress dropped, and also the llama went on a loose.
Mm-hmm.
You remember?
I remember.
Yeah. It all happened in one day.
I remember.
It all happened in one day. And so in a weird coincidence, the dress is back. The dress is yes, it's back. There is a cousin of the dress. The jacket is here. There is a jacket.
Fashionistas everywhere.
Yes. And so the jacket, people are saying, are different colors. Have you guys had a chance to look at this Adidas jacket?
Yeah, I have. And I got to be honest, I hate that I'm being forced to take a position on something I care nothing about.
Okay, well, look.
It's like that stupid dress.
Look, I know. It's like the dress, but it's a jacket. And I know that we never ask you to take positions on stupid things on this show, but in this one exception, Danny, I would like to know what color do you see on the jacket?
Well, I feel like I'm being judged. Like if I give the wrong color, I always feel like with these things, like these little tests they always have, like, what do you see when you look at this picture or whatever? If I give the wrong answer, it's an indication of something like the level of my intelligence.
Look, we're not going to, nobody's going to judge
color blindness.
Nobody's going to judge anything. It's just your opinion of this is your truth about what color the jacket is.
First of all, I see a crappy jacket is what I first of all see.
Okay.
It is greenish.
Greenish.
And white.
Green and white. Oh my God. Can you, Tyson, can you believe that? How does he see green and white?
Wait, you're seeing green and white
an idiot.
In that picture?
Yeah, I knew you'd say that, Rob. See, you're judging me because my eye, I hate to, I knew this would happen. This is why I don't like to talk about the dress or the jacket.
Oh, okay, I see. Do you want me to tell you the color?
Yeah, Tyson, what is it?
Color?
What is it?
Are we just looking at this picture on the website?
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking at.
Okay. The picture on the website is obviously like a dark-ish greenish blue with a brownish cream logo.
Yeah. No, in all seriousness, I think I'm on about the same page. I feel like this is like a green. Like, what are other people seeing? Like, is this just like Emperor's New Clothes where people are saying that there's something else that they're seeing here?
Yeah, I always felt that way. Like the minute they find out what you're supposed to see or what it really is, people lie about it. They're like, oh, that's what I've been seeing all along.
Yeah. What else are people saying that it's supposed to be?
I'm trying to find that. Wait, and say it's white and blue, but I see black and brown. So white and blue, which, yeah, I was thinking like a bluish green, like Tyson, white and blue, but black and brown is another option.
Yeah. And so, yeah, post a link. Thank you, Adam, in the chat room to this, the new dress. Anyway, yeah, so some people are saying that it's green. Other people say black and brown. It feels like that green and gold, which is what we seem to be in agreement on, only 8% of people are saying that.
Really?
Yeah. 71% of people
say
it's
green and gold, and there's green and brown, which are both could be.
Yeah, the most popular response is blue and white.
Okay.
No.
That makes sense.
No, it does not. There's no way that logo is white.
But but it's not perfect, brilliant white, but it's white-ish.
Like a dark eggshell. Maybe like a dark eggshell white.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, here we go. Now, this is the worst part. This guy who posted this picture on Tumblr,
mm-hmm.
he said, I had no intention of it blowing up. I didn't think it would get as big as it did. Bull crap. You posted it on the 1 year anniversary of the dress. It totally did it in hopes of that it would blow up.
Yeah.
All playing coy. Like you didn't. This is a surprise to me. He's been planning this for like the last 6 months.
Okay. All right. You want to take some calls real quick?
Yes. Sure, if we have any news stories from our eyes in the sky.
Okay. All right. Let's bring in Adam. That he was so nice to post the link in the chat room.
Hello, guys. How are we going?
Well, are you wearing the jacket right now?
Shaka, bro.
Hey, Shaka. No, I don't have an Adidas jacket on me, but I have opinions about cereal, which may differ from the non-millennials in the group. So I feel like I should speak up as the self-confessed millennial of News AF.
Okay, yes.
Okay, so you are the mouthpiece of all millennials global.
Okay.
Well, yes. I'm a global millennial. I'm 25, so I'm right in that target range, right? I'm right in the middle of the millennials, yep. I think.
Okay.
Perfect. I don't have cereal that often. I really don't, because in the morning, it's just so much effort to like make a cereal. So I think you guys didn't really talk about the on-the-go aspect about a breakfast bar or, you know, a protein drink that I normally have in the morning. So I feel like that's probably why a lot of millennials don't like cereal.
But we'll have it as a snack. You're doing like a pre-mixed protein drink, not one that you're going to mix yourself. Like you're not at the blender.
That is too much effort. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. No, that's the same reason why I also said I don't eat cereal, because it's quite the effort. If I'm awake, I just want to walk out my door.
Definitely. Right? Like I got stuff to do in the morning, so I can be a productive person.
Oh, I don't have anything.
So.
I don't have anything.
Well, that's why I need to win $1 million, Tyson. It's that's still why too I need much. To win $1 million.
Tyson just has to get away from his family the minute he wakes up. He's like, oh, they're still asleep. I got to get out the door.
All right. Yeah. So I'm having a hard time just reconciling I'm so busy, but I'm also so lazy.
Oh, well,
yeah.
That's what millennials
seems like
are
two
like.
Two opposite things.
But Rob, that's what millennials are like. We always talk about how busy we are and how we're overwhelmed with, you know, things that we need to do career-wise and figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also so lazy that we're always on like social media and everything else. So it's like maybe we are busy doing non-productive things.
Right.
Like
I got to get on Tinder. Can't have time to watch a bowl.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly right.
Okay.
I'd hate to see the extinction of breakfast cereal because of your generation, Adam. You're telling
me to live a life where
Fruity Pebbles did not exist?
Mm. Well, I like Frosted Flakes. Frosted Flakes are my favorite, and I'm making sure that Frosted Flakes never go out of style because...
So you're just buying them and throwing them away?
No, I'll have them as a snack, Tyson.
Okay, the snack
time.
And in the box, or do you have them with milk?
Either or, depending if there's milk in the house or not. I might be too lazy to buy milk. So, you know, as a millennial. So.
All right, did you have a news story real quick?
I did, real quick. It's actually related to burping. So in Darwin, in the Northern Territory of Australia, negotiations have started for a blockbuster world heavyweight burping title bout.
This kid's on it.
There's a burping competition. Yeah.
So this guy.
Yes, there's two. There's one guy from Darwin, from Humpty Doo. His name is Nev Sharp. And his burp recorded this week would have broken the world record against the burper king, Englishman Paul Hun.
Well, what are they judging for? Is it how loud it is, how long the burp yes. is? So that some people like try to burp like words yeah. or the alphabet, which is really gross. So what are they looking for?
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
I think it's a decibel. I think it's how loud,
loud.
The burp is, because I think that's really the only like measurable thing is how loud, how disgusting you can be as a human being.
I think
really
you can measure how long the burp is.
Yeah. I think also that volume is the best, though.
Volume.
You know, yeah, but volume, yeah, volume can cheat and be like, ah, oh, burp. Like, you can yell.
I think they have experts there, no?
Is that as loud as you can go, Tyson?
I didn't want to blow your guys' ears yeah. off.
Yes, please don't.
Oh, okay, I understand okay. that.
Will you make the trek to attend the burping world championships?
Oh, look, I've
skip
never been to
in the
Darwin.
If you have to.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay. So I just save money that way. So yes, it's more economical. No, I mean, I'd rather go somewhere else, to be honest. Like Darwin's probably not the nice place to go for a burping.
Wait, you'd rather go somewhere else than go to the burping world championships?
Yes. I'd rather wow. go listen to a live version of a podcast that I listen to in oh, yeah, New York sure. City.
That's insane. That's insane.
Yes.
All right.
That
well,
is insane.
Adam,
that
thank
are
you
are
so
much. Are they held on the yeah. same week?
Yeah.
No, they're probably not. He's probably not competing with the burping competition in April. I don't think it's in April. So maybe I could go to both.
Amen. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Adam, good stuff today. Okay.
All right.
Take
no worries. Thank you so much, guys. Have a good day.
See you later.
Shaka. Shaka.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Boom. All right. All right. Fun stuff today. Fun show. Tyson, I know we're on our way to the 100,000th person leaving us a review on iTunes. Do we have any yep. new ones from this week?
Heck yeah, we do. You
news
ready
AF
for it?
News. Yeah.
Yeah, let's hear it.
This is found at newsaf.news. Here we go. The only news you need, exclamation point. 5 stars by All Round Joe. February 24th, 2016. Rob Tyson and Danny used both humor and wit while discussing the strange news stories of the week. I never miss an episode! Exclamation point. Was this review helpful? Yes. There we go.
Boom. Great, great review.
That was great.
Yeah. All right. Do we have a hashtag really for this week's episode?
Well, I want to say BD Cheeseburger.
BD Cheeseburger? Not,
I'm
not Hoomer?
That's trendy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is BD if BD Cheeseburger is not trending, then that's good for me.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. All right. If you could follow Tyson on Twitter, he's at Tyson Apostle. You could follow Danny as well to see what tweets he's favoriting. He is at Danny Bryson. I'm at Rob Cesternino. And of course, big thanks to our News AF intern, Lita, who does a great job compiling the best of these stories every single week, and we get a lot of suggestions from you guys as well, so we do appreciate that. And of course, Scott St. Pierre makes the podcast version of All This Happened. Tyson, anything else that you want to say while you're still in Hawaii?
Mahalo.
Mahalo. And what does mahalo mean?
Very good.
That means thank you in Hawaiian.
Oh.
Oh, that's
I've
sweet.
I've kind of picked up on the local language here, so it's kind of just a thing we say to each other when we're giving thanks.
Yeah. Danny, anything else?
No, under too much pressure now. Just awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not going to top mahalo.
Mahalo. All right, thanks everybody who joined us live. We always appreciate it. And take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.